Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
See, this song works for every single day of the week because Lori Morgan will make a thing about every single day of the week in this song.
Oh, really? I don't think I've heard
Sound
it.
A little. That's excited.
I don't know. It sounds like she starts with Monday, though. I mean, like, is it?
Yeah.
I've never heard the song other than the 10 seconds that we play for bumper music on the show. What's her thing for Thursday? Because Thursday has nothing.
Except for Monday. I'd have to sing it in my head. I can't remember. But she has something for every day of the week.
Mm.
Quentin will find out.
What's the name of the song?
Except for Sunday.
Except for, well, then again. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's God's day.
It's like a 90s classic, Lori Morgan.
For Sunday lyrics. Yeah.
Yeah, you can find out here pretty fast.
Happy Monday, everybody.
Yeah, happy Monday. We'll get to the Chiefs coming up here in a bit. We'll talk about it. If you want to talk about it, feel free. You can call us and talk about it coming up here in a little bit.
You sound like despondent.
I do?
Yeah, a little bit. Like if you want to talk about it. It was so depressing.
Well... How should I sound?
I don't know. Like, hey, you want to talk about the Chiefs and how everybody else is down about the Chiefs except for Jonathan, who actually saw a lot of good things and potential in the game. Instead of being like everyone else in this city, I actually am able to be happy despite the fact that the team loses. That's,
okay.
I don't know. I can't tell you how many places I went on Saturday where people were like, oh my God. Like, oh my God, I know. What if we don't win the Super Bowl? What if we don't even go? Oh my God. We would be like the other 31 teams in the league that don't do that every year. Oh, holy cow. I can't enjoy watching this team unless they make it to the Super Bowl every single year. Anyway.
My favorite was the number of people that, you know, because there's a stat for everything. Mm-hmm. Well, in this year, in the past, we lost the first game to blah, 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 and we still won the Super Bowl, stuff like that. I'm like, was it 2023?
Yep.
Okay. But yeah, we'll get to that coming up.
Yep.
I got a new foster dog on Friday. It's a she, and I have to remember that because I'm used to having Garvey, which was a boy. Her name is Eclair. She, if you want to see pictures, it's up on Instagram because she is very photogenic. But I'm at home and she is laying next to me right now because she was a dream all weekend. She seems to be, she goes outside. She didn't poop in my house. She didn't, like, she knows to go to the back door when she needs to go out. She walks really well. She's not jumpy. She is a 6-year-old chocolate Labrador retriever. She's super chill. She's tiny. She's like 40 pounds, very little head, very tiny, very, everything about her is very small. And then at about 11 o'clock last night, between 11 p.m. and 4 a.m., the dream became the nightmare of I'm going to empty the contents of everything you have given me this weekend. And I'm going to get it all out of my body for the next 5 hours in stages that started in the bed. And then went to the crate, and then I put her in the bathroom for a couple of hours because that was easy to clean. And then she said, I want to start getting sick outside. So then she did that. It's been a morning. So
do you think
we're hanging out together
today.
The new
environment for her? Or
I have that in my head, KC Pet Project, mm-hmm. to ask them, like, why all of a sudden? She wasn't really eating much. and they give you the food that she was eating before. So I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me. And I'm going to spare you the description.
Oh, yeah. No, of it. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, because I think the description would probably give a veterinarian clues as to what's going on.
Ah.
So I'm going to, yeah, but I'll spare that. But she's a delight otherwise.
Is she a delight, or is she just a delight in comparison to the last hellion that you brought into that house?
Valid point.
Yeah.
She is a really good dog. I mean, she's a Labrador Retriever. She's a really good dog. I was told that because I got to pick from three, and I went in with realistic expectations this time. I said, I need a smaller dog. I need to not have the experience that I had last time, if there's any way to avoid that. And she was, I also was maybe going to take Peony, who was the dog that I had on Thursday on the Dog's Day Out. But she just, they said, male dogs fall in love with you. Female dogs just love you. The difference is, it makes sense to me now.
No,
Garvey,
I get it. Yeah.
The 50 pounds of muscle draped himself on me at every opportunity. She just wants to be next to me. She just wants to sleep like up against my leg or on the floor next to me. She doesn't need to be on me. Which I kind of enjoy.
That makes
a little bit.
Yeah, and dogs. Yeah, that makes sense too. Because our dog Gordon didn't like any of us at first, mm-hmm. and then he only liked Katie, and mm-hmm. then he kept only liking Katie until this day. 10 years for 10 years. 10 years.
That's been it. Been.
His birthday is on the 12th, and it will have had him for 9 of those 10 years. I guess I should say. And he's only like Katie that entire time. He tolerates me because I take him for walks. But other than that, he wishes I was dead.
wow.
Yeah. Or I don't know if he's willfully praying for my death. But I think he also sees me as an obstacle in the way of him getting to Katie. Like I'm just this dude that lives in their house, and it's almost like if you were married to somebody but his roommate was there too. And
yeah, like
I'm
the spare human.
Yeah,
they call that.
I'm the roommate, and he's just like, what is this guy here? Why is he still here? He brought me to you. I get that, and I appreciate him setting us up, but like, dude, that's enough. Get out.
So she came home with me on Friday afternoon. I thought, oh, I'm going to go pick her out, and then I'll take all the stuff home and set it all up, and then I'll go back and get her on Saturday. And yet again, no, I just took her home with me on Friday and just set everything else up when we got here. So I have learned some things. The crate is in my bedroom now, mm-hmm. which I'm told makes them feel safer and makes them calmer. She does not scream for 3 hours after I leave.
Okay.
I had to go run some errands on Saturday a little bit. She does not yelp so that the neighbors can hear her for the 3 hours after I'm gone. Mm-hmm. So, but I don't know if this was just a ploy overnight to be like, I want her with me today, so I'm going to really show her. I'm going to wait until 11 p.m. Sunday.
So you think she knew you were going to work today?
No.
She looked at your schedule. She's like, she gets up at 4. And then,
Man.
Yeah.
Because I was this close to just letting her loose in my bedroom.
Yeah.
Until this little experience. And now I can't trust her anywhere. But she's so cute. Look at the pictures on Instagram.
She's adorable.
She's a baby. She's a 6-year-old baby. She's so small and just walks on the leash just fine. She doesn't pull as much as any other dog. And she hangs out in the backyard. I don't worry about her jumping the fence. I don't even keep, like, I have the leash that they give me. I don't even keep that on her in the backyard because she doesn't really like being in the backyard.
Yeah.
She just goes back there. She does her business. And then she comes back in.
It's a good thing you had Garvey first. It made you lower your standards so much. Like,
yes.
I've never once considered, like, it's a good thing Gordon doesn't jump over the fence.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's crazy. Like,
yeah.
I also haven't woken up in the middle of the night with him. Well, actually, I have woken up in the middle of the night with him staring me in the face. Never mind. I was going to say with him like polishing a gun or something like that. She seems delightful. But I also think a lot of this is because Garvey was such an insane lunatic.
Yes. I don't know what normal is. Yeah. I don't know what to normally expect anymore. But it's so funny to me, and this is clearly me, somebody who's never had dogs before, like how different they are. Like she has no desire to sit in the front window and look at the world. She doesn't want that. She's a little more fearful. She's a little more skittish. And so every noise makes her you know, gets her little radar up. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Can I tell you something I learned over the weekend real quick?
Please tell me.
Saturday was Katie's birthday.
Oh, and happy birthday.
Yeah. And so Friday, I had, I was like, I better go out and get her presents.
On Friday. I'm glad you thought about that. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I had most of the day on Saturday because she works. She works Saturdays. So I was like, okay, well, I could go Saturday. But you know what? No, I'm going to get ahead of this and go Friday. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to get Finn to go with me. And I was like, Finn, come on. We're going to go and you can pick out a present for Mom. And he went, Nah, I'm good was literally the words that came out of his mouth, Jamie.
Had he made her something?
And I was like, well, what do you like? It'll be nice. You pick out something for her, whatever you want to get her. I'll pay for it. And then you can pretend that you got it for her. And he's like, nah, I'm good. And I was like, well,
did he get a job at some point or something? And he has his own money and bought stuff
at nine? I don't think so.
I don't know. Side hustle.
So I wouldn't be shocked, honestly, at this point. And I was like, well, what are you going to do? He's like, I'll make her a card. It'll be fine. And I was like, okay, great. You're going to make her a card. It better be really good. He was like, it's going to be fine. Dad, it's going to be fine. Stop. It's going to be fine.
Okay.
All right, fine. So a couple things. I learned that if you go to Target and you're distracted by how weird your son and how confident your son was, in his ability to make a gift for your wife that he didn't even want to go with you to buy something. If you go through the self-checkout and leave something behind, the next day you can go back and they'll just give it to you.
Really?
I bought her present there. And it wasn't, it's exactly what she wanted. So don't think I'm a cheapskate. I mean, I am a cheapskate, but it wasn't about that. It was exactly what she wanted. And it was only about $20, but it was a very specific thing that she wanted.
Okay. I want to come back to that point here when you're done, the fact that she told you what she wanted, but keep going.
Yes. And then, I went and got it and left it at the store in the self-checkout after I paid for it, and then realized it Saturday morning, and had to go back to Target and get it. But it occurred to me how weird it was. Cause I bought this thing yesterday. It's a Brita water filter. It's a water bottle with a filter built into it. And I was like, I went and I was like, I told them what it was. And they're like, when were you here? And I was like, I don't know, like 4:30. They're like, okay, just go back and get one and we'll just give it to you. I didn't have to show them a receipt. I didn't have to even have them scan my.
They didn't even check in a system anywhere to see if one was left behind.
No, she went. Maybe they did, but she went into the back to see if there were any there. Like, if they get left behind, they put them in the back for people to come get them later, because it probably happens a lot. And she was like, yeah, I don't have any back there. So just go get it and then just come back up here and I'll just bring it out for you. And I did.
Well, that's a scam.
This is dangerous information to be giving me, because I'm not the most ethical person, and also I'll share this with other people. I wouldn't suggest doing this. This might have just been somebody who was very nice and realized that there was no way, because it was a pink bottle. Like, there's no way that this guy's going to be.
You might like pink.
Yeah, I'm not a guy that looks like I like pink. anyway, I did that, brought it home. That's the first thing I learned. Second thing is Katie is supposed to work to 1:30 on Saturday. They let her go home early.
Oh, that was nice.
I was trying to organize like a surprise party with just me and the boys and everything. But a surprise party with her presents and everything laid out. And I woke up at like 11. She texts me that she's coming home at 11:45.
Oh, wow.
So I get the boys together and everything. I'm like, Finn, where's that card? Yesterday you were saying like, oh, I got this, Dad. And he's like, I'm working on it. I'm like, oh, my God. So I sit down and he is drawn like this really nice card face. It's good enough, and it's cute because it's obvious he actually spent time on it for once.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, fine, but she's coming up. And I'm like looking at the Find My app. It's like, what else you have in the card? Open the card. It's blank. There's nothing in it. I was like, you didn't write anything? You didn't say like, hey, Mom, I love you, thanks for making sure that Dad isn't in charge of keeping me alive, because God knows that wouldn't work out well.
Yeah.
And he's like, I got this, hold on. And he takes a pencil and he puts the tip of it on his tongue. I was like, I don't have time for this.
I love this so much. I love.
Give me a list of 10 things that you like about your mother and I'll write them down. And he's like, ugh, okay. So I'm writing this out, which, by the way, when she saw the card, she was like, did you write this or did Finn write this? And I was like, it shouldn't be that hard to tell.
I mean, your handwriting is not awesome.
It's really bad. It's just chaos. I'm like, okay, what do you like about it? She makes me pizza. She cleans my room for me, blah, 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 blah. All this stuff. And then number 10, I'm like, okay, what is number 10? And I'm thinking he's just gonna be like, she wears socks or something stupid like that. And he goes, number 10, if I had to live my life a million times over, I would want her to be my mom every single time. And I went, where the hell did that come from?
Like, he's a budding little poet.
What was that?
You know?
And he's like, what? It's just a line I've had in my head for a while. It's just a little line that's been in my head. And I was like, what the
this heck? Is your younger child,
yeah,
correct?
This is my 9-year-old. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, okay, let me write that down. So I write it down. I give her the card. She comes in. We surprise her, which, by the way, not a great idea. it scared her so bad.
Was this a significant birthday?
It's
I don't want to ask how old she is.
Yeah, it's 44.
Okay, so no.
But no. It scared her like too much. Like she was good about it, but I was like, I thought we were so bad about it. Like I literally just moved the car out of the garage down the street where you could still see it. I realized like, cause I was in a hurry to do everything. I didn't have time to move it very far away. And,
you want her to think you weren't home?
Yeah.
That was the idea.
I wanted her to think we weren't home.
Does she not have the same little find you thing on her phone?
Yeah, she has
for you?
That, but she didn't look at it. And then, and also,
and you were counting on that.
We have a Ring doorbell, so she could have seen us leaving at any point, but we weren't gone. Like, but whatever. She comes in, we go, surprise. She goes, ah, and grabbed her chest. And I was like, oh no. But she was okay. Point is, he gives her this card with the line, if I had to live my life a million times over, I'd want you to be my mom every single time. And she, I've never seen Katie cry. And she started crying. And she hugged him. And as she's hugging him, he looks back at me. And Jamie, you can see this. The audience won't. But he looks back at me like this. See?
Told ya.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just this little grin on his little maniacal demon face. He's like, see, Dad? See?
This story is true.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is not, wow. Like, this is the kind of thing that you couldn't even make up.
No.
You know, like.
Why would I make up?
I don't know, because it's like, wow, I would never. Is he 9 or is he 25?
I've said he is a 9-year-old who's, it's like, I think if we had an exorcism of him, some like 1940s poet or something would like fall out of him. Like, yeah.
What did Henry get her?
A candle. This whole time I was like, well, at least Henry bought her something. You're just making her some dumb card that she's going to be like, oh, how nice. Yeah.
Okay, I know we're way late for a break, and I know we're going to talk about Chief stuff, but now I have a new question about this that we could open up to listeners if you have comments on this. You guys have been together a very long time.
Yeah.
And so I guess I was surprised that you were even getting her a gift. Like, I didn't know if you guys, do you still do gifts?
Yeah, of course.
Because I've been in relationships where
I guess so, but
don't do gifts, you go do a thing.
Yeah.
You know, you don't do gifts back and forth. I'm impressed that she told you what she wanted instead of just letting it be a mystery to you to figure it out.
Yeah.
You know?
No, that would end badly.
Okay.
She knows that.
Does she always do that? Does she always just make it easy for you?
Yeah, she always just tells me. Yeah.
Okay. I guess I'm surprised by that.
I will do my best and I'll get her something, but she's also very picky. So it wouldn't be fair to me either because she doesn't want for a lot and then she doesn't really express things that she wants. So you have to guess. And if you're left guessing, you're just going to get her something she doesn't want. So she's like, I want this specific thing. I'm not going to get it for myself. My birthday's coming up. Get it for me.
If Finn was going to get her a gift, do you know what it would have been?
It probably would have been chocolate or something that she would end up sharing with him. Like that's exactly what he would have gotten her. You're like, I want to just get her a big chocolate bar, and then she'll be like, I can't eat this whole thing. Finn, come here, eat this with me.
Okay, yeah. I like that she made it easy for you.
Yeah,
that's Most moms and most wives would just be like, I don't want anything.
Again, lower expectations. You know? Just keep them low. Yeah. Just keep them down there. Just tell them what you want. And if they get it for you, then you can be happy that they listen to you. That's the present. That's the present that I listened to her. Yeah, we went out, went to Tiki Taco, went downtown Overland Park, did some stuff, String Hall.
Oh, I love String Hall.
Yeah, it's awesome. That's fun. I had never been before. It was awesome.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yay. All right. Good weekend all around.
913-586-7798. In the 2 minutes we have when we come back, we'll talk about what's worth talking about as far as the Chiefs game on Friday. It's midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chiefs home opener is this Sunday.
Yeah.
That's a great thing to look forward to. It's going to be in the high 80s. That's going to be a warm game. But it'll be fun to look forward to the Chiefs home opener.
It will be, and I think it's desperately needed. Friday they lost to the Chargers 27-21. Mm-hmm. Wasn't a great game, but I'm just going to take it as a flyer and say it was their fourth preseason game that just happens to count against them in the regular season.
That's fair for
a couple of reasons. One, they have Super Bowl hangover. That's a real thing. When you lose a Super Bowl, typically you're not that great the next season. Two, they're playing in Brazil. It's an international game to start the season against a divisional opponent. And because they weren't the technical home team, the Chargers were. The Chargers got to stay at a hotel much closer to the stadium. The Chiefs got
to
the
stadium.
Yes, the Chiefs had a two-hour bus ride to the stadium. I'm not blaming all of it. I think they would have lost regardless. But they had a two-hour bus ride to the stadium, and they kept talking to like, yeah, we just felt we didn't really have a lot of energy coming.
Sao Paulo is huge.
Yes.
It's a massive.
It's like the sixth biggest city on the planet.
Yeah. Yeah. There wasn't a hotel, at least for the players.
I don't know how it gets
closer.
Determined. I don't know. But according to everybody on the Chiefs, they had a two-hour bus ride.
Wow.
To the stadium. So, of course, they're going to come off flat. They're going to be tired. They're not going to play great. And then Xavier Worthy gets hurt the third play of the game.
Immediately aside.
And it's friendly contact again. That's got to screw with your head a little bit.
Yeah.
The fact that they made it close at the end, that Mahomes was having some Hall of Fame highlight reel plays during that was enough for me. I was having a great time watching the game. And I was just kind of like, so long as we score, like, fine, you know?
Right.
And that's how it was at the end of the Super Bowl.
Fight.
Like, at the end of the Super Bowl, I was like, we get to see garbage time. All right, fine.
Okay, then Chris Jones. Who did Chris Jones have words with?
Chris Jones didn't have anything to do with anything.
Had words?
Chris Jones screwed up on the last play of the game that allowed Herbert to get the first down. Tyrre Tart is the player, the defensive tackle for the is he a defensive end? Yeah, defensive end for the Chargers, who he and Kelsey were kind of tussling at one point.
Yes.
And then he sucker punched. And people are calling it a slap.
Yeah.
The B word. No, it wasn't. It was a sucker punch. And the fact that that douchebag wasn't ejected from the game is maddening to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand what the difference is, because you can do just as much damage to somebody with an open hand when you're hitting somebody's helmet. Then you came with the fist. The only difference was is if he'd used his fist, he probably would have hurt his own hand more. So again, you know, he's a huge wuss who uses a slap to hit Travis Kelce. This guy is also right now, the fact that he's not going to be suspended, he's facing a fine for this. But the fact he's not even going to be suspended or that he wasn't ejected is ridiculous. He's going on Instagram right now bragging about slapping Kelce. Bragging about a penalty during a game. How the NFL isn't going to crack down on that is beyond me, but it happened to the Chiefs, so I guess we'll let it slide.
Oh, wow. And that's mature. How is Xavier Worthy doing?
We'll hear from Andy Reid
today,
probably during the show, right?
Yeah.
Noon. Quentin,
there were some reports that were coming out, I think on Sunday before all the games kicked off, that he did dislocate his shoulder. They're waiting for MRIs to be done in the States to see how bad it is. As somebody who has dislocated their shoulder before, the problem is that you can reset it, but now you've dislocated it once, you're more likely to do it again and again and again because you've weakened that joint. They said that hopefully the best news possible they can get is that it didn't. There's no breakage in the bone. There's no fracture in the shoulder.
They're hoping
that he can play with a brace.
They would know if he had a broken, because they did X-rays.
They did X-rays.
Yeah, so they would know if it was broken. But with the dislocation, the fear is not only dislocating it again, but they can put a brace on him to make sure that doesn't happen.
And that's what they're hoping, that they can put a brace on him and that he can play with it, kind of like how Baker Mayfield did.
Right,
a few years ago.
Yeah, Baker Mayfield played with, but it wasn't on his throwing
shoulder, but he played quarterback with a brace.
Anyway, but the fear is that the dislocation caused the tear. And if you remember back in 2019 when Mahomes dislocated his knee, he had to sit out a couple games because of the swelling. They were worried that he would have torn something and that would have been the end of the season. But fortunately, he didn't, and he was able to play just a few games later. Xavier Worthy, we'll hear from Andy Reid, I guess, at some point today. I think it's usually noon.
If you can
look that up, Quentin, make sure, because then we can, you know, report it.
Well, you know,
unless they're traveling today, but you would think they're going to travel over the weekend.
Home. I don't know if you've ever tried to listen to a Chiefs press conference at Arrowhead before. It doesn't matter what happens at noon. What matters is what the beat reporters report, because you can't understand anything Andy Reid says in that press conference.
This is the virtual one where he's just doing it on Zoom. So you should be able to hear it.
Oh, so we might be able to hear it.
You'll actually be able to hear it. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
The YouTube feed was great.
Yeah.
Didn't cut out. Didn't have any trouble.
Thought there was going to be problems. Nope. I mean, I was watching on KSHB because I have an antenna and I love watching things old school. It's weird how liberating it is to have an antenna. Like, I'm not kidding.
I looked for it. It's on channel 41. I couldn't find it. So I.
Really? Yeah, they had something weird going on where they had like something else and a different feed for the game. I don't know, but I don't know. I'm not upset. Like, we were going around Saturday. Like, people were kind of like hangdog about stuff, and I was like, who cares? Like, yeah, it matters. Like, I want them to win, but they've won so much. If they suck this season, then I'll be like, okay, good. We'll have better draft picks going in. Maybe we can get a running back who knows how to actually follow his blockers instead of running directly into contact and ruining a play over and over again. Like, calm down. We still have Mahomes. It's still going to be a fun season.
Eagles on Sunday.
That'll be a fun
one. 3:25 p.m.
I feel like I also, this is just my brain cannon and trying to justify this to myself. I also think that they had a down game against the Chargers because they're actually focused on the Eagles. And I know they shouldn't be, because it's not a conference game. It's certainly not a divisional game. At the same time, when you get the crap kicked out of you in front of 100 million people, that game matters a little bit more
than
a divisional rival, right? That game matters a lot. And it's just from a moral standpoint, not from an actual standpoint. I think that they're good, that they're more focused on the Eagles. And I think that's why they came out flat against the Chargers, too.
It'll be fine.
If they're not, they're not. Whatever. I'm fine. You'll be fine. Everybody, you'll be fine. There's still plenty of things to enjoy in the fall. All right. Coming up, we're going to talk about a mom in Massachusetts that left her child in a car. She said it was only 73 degrees. What's the big deal? She also said she was watching him on a camera. Is technology to blame for this? We'll talk about this next on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So it might seem a little strange to be talking about a hot car death in September. I want to point out it's going to be in the high 80s again later this week.
Ugh.
But for the sake of this story, I agree. For the sake of the story, the National Weather Service says that if it is 73 degrees outside, the inside of your car can get to 100 degrees in 20 minutes. That's important to note because that's exactly what happened here in the case of this mother out of Massachusetts. So the Hingham Police Department put this post up on their Facebook page. This happened last Monday, 2:30 in the afternoon. You have a mom who was out shopping and she left her child in the car. Kid's about a year old, 22 months old, in a car seat napping in the back. She figures it's okay because she's monitoring the kid. She must have a camera and she's monitoring the child. And then she's going back and checking like every 20 minutes to make sure the kid is okay. The kid was not okay. At one point, while mom was in a store, a couple parks next to this car and notices that there's a child inside. And the child is in the car seat in the back seat. The windows are all closed. The engine is off and the sunroof is open. The child is screaming for mom. So the couple calls 911. They end up climbing in through the sunroof, unlocked the car, and took the child out while officers were responding. Officers arrived. They put the kid in an air-conditioned car. Mom arrives and says, the kid was napping, and I was checking in between shopping at stores. And again, they found the mom had last checked on the car 20 minutes earlier before returning to shop. It was 73 degrees. The interior would have been 100.
Mm. There's a couple of things about the story that I find aggravating and infuriating and also just kind of oddly interesting. So, one, I know that area. Hingham is pretty wealthy. It'd be like this if this happened in Leawood.
Okay.
At the Whole Foods. It's a Whole Foods, for God's sake. It's not like, you know, there are not a lot of those in ghettos.
Right.
So it's a pretty well-to-do, affluent area. Not to say that, you know, rich people can't also abuse their children. But usually when you see these stories, it's a kid left in like a 1993 Geo Metro or something like that. The other thing is the technology that allowed her to feel comfortable leaving her kid in the car, meaning there's cameras in the car. She said she was checking in on him and he was fine every time she checked in. One, obviously, I guess she's lying or she wasn't checking in as often.
Right.
But two, it also makes me wonder just how you can justify being a negligent parent because of that technology. Well, I don't need to watch him. I don't need to take him in with me. He's sleeping.
Right.
And there's cameras in the car monitoring him. If he was in trouble, I just go out to the car. It's not an okay thing to do when you're trying to raise a child to just say, you know, so long as the technology's there, then everything's fine. Uh-huh.
I want to talk about the sunroof being open.
Well, that too.
Because I think she must have thought that, well, the sunroof is open, so air is getting in, so the car won't get that hot.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you're checking on him every 20, 25 minutes, that temperature is going up to 100 degrees. What are you checking for? Are you just checking to make sure the child's not screaming? Are you able to tell signs of distress from the heat? The other concern is that I have, the same way that the couple got in the car to unlock it and save the child is the same way somebody could have kidnapped the
child.
Easily,
yeah.
By leaving the sunroof open.
They might have been in better hands if somebody kidnapped him.
So dumb.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've done the story before about parents sometimes will be in a hotel or like on a cruise ship and they'll leave the kids sleeping in the room as long as they have a camera on them, and then they'll go across the street and have a drink or whatever. And, you know, whether that is okay, kids alone, maybe too young to be alone, but at least the camera's on them. In this case, you have the heat to contend with, which makes it different. Maybe she thought, well, it's nice outside, so it's not going to get that hot in the car.
Yeah.
Again, there just wasn't a lot of thinking associated with this.
To me, you use technology to monitor your kids so that they can live like kids used to live. No kid at any point in time was left in the car, and that's just the way we did things. Like, that was never okay in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 50s, 20s, anytime. It was never okay.
Yeah.
We put Apple AirTags on our kid in our kids' shoes so that they can walk to school like we used to do, and we can see them and know that they got to school safe and sound, right? That's a fine use of technology. But when you use it like this, it's using technology to justify your negligence. And that just seems crazy to me.
And she had to have lied at some point. Because for the kid to be screaming, unless the kid just happened to wake up right after she checked on him last. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and then just suddenly started screaming for mom. Unless she's watching that kid nonstop while she's shopping, which I don't
think obviously was not
was the case. Yeah. So for 20 minutes, that kid might have been screaming his head off, and luckily somebody heard it.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm more concerned about, the possibility of heat stroke or kidnapping. But either one was a real possibility here.
I'll throw my lot in on heat stroke because, again, chances are if he had been kidnapped, it would have been by somebody who would actually take care of him. So, you know, I don't know. It bothers me too, because, you know, I have the kind of car where you can do this. There's cameras in the car. And when we've been on vacation with the dog, we'll leave the dog in the car with the air conditioner running in dog mode.
And that's the difference, is that the car is running with the AC on.
In this case, it wasn't. And, you know, but it's still, while we're in, like, say we go to McDonald's and we're eating in there and the dog's in the car, I'm still obsessively monitoring that to make sure that he's okay. I will literally have my phone open on the table with the camera on so I can see the dog. And then there's also the temperature gauge on there to show me how hot the car is at that given moment. And if it ever goes above 80, we leave. But it doesn't, because the car stays on.
And your car is built for that. Yeah. I mean, that feature is specifically built to be able to do that. Plus, you're not running from store to store.
Yeah.
You're sitting there with the camera on, watching it live the whole time.
Do you think that there's a chance she is just blaming technology?
Yes.
Her car doesn't have this option, mm-hmm. or it doesn't exist, and she just thought it'd be fine. She's just running into Whole Foods for a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, take the kid with you. I'm sorry he's sleeping. I'm sorry that's inconvenient for you.
Yeah.
Have your groceries delivered.
Let me throw this question out to the audience just on a broader note. 913-586-7798. At what age is it okay to leave a kid in the car? Obviously not a baby. But, like, my mom used to leave me in the car when I was, like, 10, 12, maybe, to be around that age. Obviously not when it was hot, but when I was old enough that I could get out of the car if I needed to. And oftentimes she'd actually leave the keys in the car and leave it running, and I could just sit there. It wasn't a great idea, Mom, because I'll tell you this. I used to play with the cigarette lighter all the time, like, obsessively. I would play with that thing. But that's a core memory for me, is my mom just like, you don't want to come in? That's fine. I'll just be in for a couple minutes. I'll come right back. Usually at night, wouldn't have been too hot. But I don't know exactly what age that was. I think it would be probably like 10 to 12. What
so
age?
My fear, if it being an older child,
yeah.
is that I almost
they're
like it better
with the car?
Or just accidentally, you know, they're not in a car seat. And oh, so yeah. they can move around and hit the parking brake or hit something and move the car.
Yeah.
Or not accidentally.
913-586-7798. Or is it just never okay to ever leave any kid in the car ever again? 913-586-7798. Your text coming up in just a few minutes on Midday.
A mom in Massachusetts thought it was okay to leave her 22-month-old child sitting in a car seat in the car while she shopped. She said she was monitoring him and checked every 20 minutes or so to make sure that he was okay. He wasn't. He woke up screaming for mom. Luckily, I guess, she had left the sunroof open, and so the couple that parked next to her car jumped in that way.
That's
to
what
rescue him.
Drives me so crazy about this is that, and she said she could watch him on camera. It's like almost like she knew that this was wrong, but did it
right.
anyway. Like, why would
right.
you leave?
Figured she could solve for it.
Right. But what, why was that easier than just taking him into the store with you? I don't
Apparently,
understand.
That is the biggest inconvenience in the world.
Oh my God.
Put him in a cart and let him sleep.
Yeah.
You know,
especially I don't know how young the kid was because they don't do they
22
they,
months
22 months.
Yep.
So at that point, they could still be in a pumpkin seat. Wait,
that's a pumpkin seat.
No, maybe not. That's almost 2 years old. So probably not. That's like just one of those seats that you can kind of take everywhere. Like,
oh.
yeah, that's
like lift out
mostly for infants
hold.
And newborns. But still, okay. From the text line, would you what age is it OK to leave a kid in the car? This is. The most conflicting texts, some of the most conflicting texts we've ever gotten.
Uh-huh.
Some people say 8 and 5, no way. But 9, sure. No. 9 is not okay either. I'm sorry. 9 is too young. I would not leave my 9-year-old in the car by himself when it was hot or otherwise. Let's see. Remote start isn't a babysitter. Kids unbuckle and explore. And there was one. Hold on. Okay, here it is. 0060 says, honestly, 0 minutes for anyone who still needs a booster. Okay, what?
they mean like amount of time.
But that's saying like, so that a 6-year-old, if you still need a booster seat, you're not that old. Or you're not that young. Well, hold on. Like, Finn just stopped using booster seat at 8. So okay. basically, yeah, right. 9-year-old. So is that the consensus? 9?
Again, they can get up and move.
Guys.
Doesn't make sense to me
just
either.
Be better. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah. Coming up, what is clock botching? And also, we're going to talk about the woman who's wanted for letting her dog poop all over the sidewalk in NYC. That's coming up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.